Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about essence or soul. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Most people would say they know what the soul is or what soul is. But Jason, how would you describe it?
We take away the romantic and lofty approaches to soul or essence and approach it in practical ways for everyday life.
Well, okay. So what are some of the uses or the uses of essence that are practical?
Well, here's a list, and we just made this list up. It's a big one, but these are practical uses of your essence.
And wait a minute, and how we know this is because we have actually used them. You know, we've actually connected with this part of our essence.
This is what we've been doing for the last 20 years, okay. Is helping people uncover their essence so they have these native abilities. Mm-hmm. So the first one is problem solver. Hmm. You know, whether it's a major problem, a minor problem, you know, it could be as minor as, oh, I got too many things to do in the same time period, what do I do? Or a major problem like, I'm going to lose my house or I can't pay my rent or I was just diagnosed with cancer. Doesn't matter what it is, your essence is an amazing problem solver and it always comes up with solutions that are the best for you personally.
Right.
Not just in general.
Okay.
There's not off-the-shelf solutions. They're for you.
Okay.
The second one, relationship coach. OMG. There's so many, you know, Patricia and I were just talking about this. You know, we've had so many bad relationships, whether they're with partners or with just people that we...
Work
with or even friends with.
Okay. Or the guy at the grocery store. Things like that.
Yes. I mean, we... You know, as a relationship coach, your essence helps you choose your relationships and help you resolve relationship problems that come up, you know, with
exactly.
Your kids, spouse, you know, mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. The dog.
The dog, yes.
Okay.
Here's a big one.
Okay.
Authentic motivation.
You know, everybody says, I need more motivation. I need to get this, and this done. You know, okay, so Jason, explain.
If you want to get me started, talk about, you know, how to motivate yourself, you know, and I'll just go on for on and on and on. Here's the truth. If you have to motivate yourself, it's unnatural.
Right.
Your essence has an unlimited supply of motivation. It can go 24/7. It never gets tired.
Well, and you know what, Jason? Let's give an example here. We weren't going to do this right now, but I think it's really important because it's right here. If you're struggling with your motivation, we're going to tell you use the ecosystem approach to remove the negative energies. And that's what we do. We remove negative energies. Remove the negative energies that are standing in your way that are keeping you from finding time to clean the bathroom, finding the time to put out that report. Clear the negative energies. And it, believe it or not, when you practice it just a little bit, you would not believe the results that you get.
When it comes from your essence, it's sustainable.
Yes.
It feels good. And you don't have to work it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to trick it or seduce it.
Right. Well, you know, and I'm going to put in one more little, I'm going to inject one little thing here. People say and have said, not only to Jason, but myself, Patricia, where do you get your energy? And the answer is from my essence. I have unbelievable amounts of energy to do all kinds of things.
And they always expect a caffeine type of answer.
Right.
and you know, when you talk about essence and energy, then they're not interested anymore. But anyways.
Okay, so exactly. All right, so what's the next one, Jason?
Success coach.
Hmm.
How many billions and zillions of dollars have people paid to go to a success coach, a motivational speaker, mm-hmm. someone who will get you all jazzed up? But the truth is your essence can tell you how to be successful, can coach you through, help you identify the pitfalls, and help you feel good about it.
Well, and you know, that reminds me of the story of the I've known people who've walked across coals.
That's a good one.
And you know, so of course I wanted to know, well, you know, did it work? Well, yeah, I walked across the coals, but the only thing I really got out of it was burnt feet.
You know,
wow, and, talk about a motivating killer right there.
You know, and what's more important than that is they paid money for that and they spent time with that. And,
right,
you know,
right.
Your essence is the best success coach. And I've never seen it require that anybody walk on anything that's warm or hot.
Or even ice cold.
Yes,
so, yes,
exactly.
Exactly. Okay.
Your essence is the best healer, doctor, nurse.
Okay.
And I put all three of those in there because, you know, if you have a cold and you just want some chicken soup, you know, a lot of times when you have a cold, you want, it's more than just
the cold. You want comfort.
You want comfort.
You want compassion, kindness.
And that comes from your essence.
Right.
If you want to know, you know, you've just been diagnosed with cancer. You want to know, you know, how can I make sure I get rid of this?
Right.
Your essence knows.
Yes.
You know, your essence knows how to keep you healthy in the first place. Mm-hmm. But if you, you know, if it comes up anyways, it'll help you get back to where you need to go. And we're not saying that you don't go to the hospital.
Or don't go see a doctor. We're not saying that at all. Not in the least.
So intuitive.
Okay.
You know, people have come to us. We've been doing this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. People have come to us for our intuition.
Which, by the way, is remarkable.
But the truth is that we know that, and this is what we do, what we've been doing with people, is helping them develop their own intuition.
Yeah.
And your intuition is your pathway to your essence in the first place.
Right.
But it helps you, your intuition, which is connected to your essence, can see problems, can identify difficulties in people with bad motives, mm-hmm. Things that are in your way, things that you need to know. Should I go right or should I go left? Here's the fork in the road. What decision do I need to make? Your intuition, which is connected to your essence, has all the answers, and they're really good because they're always based on you personally, not based on some sort of expert telling you, well, you, this is what you should do.
Okay.
So
next
is guru.
Mm.
You know, what's the way to happiness, the purpose and meaning of life? Your essence knows. You don't need a guru. You don't need to climb the highest mountain and go to some guy who's wearing a robe and has a beard and sitting on the mountaintop.
And it's, hasn't taken a shower. And what?
friend confident.
All right.
You know, most people, loneliness is a big deal. Your essence is the best friend, confidant, person you can talk to. Mm-hmm. You know, talking so you don't feel isolated and lonely. It connects you to a form of substance and meaning that's really important.
Okay.
And then lie detector.
This one's a biggie.
People always are asking us, well, is that person trustworthy? Can you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And your essence has a natural lie detector.
And or the BS factor.
It can see the spins and manipulations. It
there
sees,
you go.
You know, if you're being conned in some way.
Right.
And then this is one of my favorite is the magician.
Okay.
You know, when you start accessing energy and your essence and it's all its capabilities, you there's this magic that comes available that's not phony.
And well, it's not Merlin magic.
It's, you know, little miracles every day.
Yeah.
You know, whether finding one, whether it's about finding that parking space,
or I love that one,
or that dollar bill that was laying on the ground, or just a solution to a problem that's been bugging you, and all of a sudden there it is.
It's amazing. So, all right, Jason, that is an amazing list. Can everyone access these abilities?
Here's what's so exciting. Yes. And the most important part, that the services of your own essence are always completely free. There's no prerequisites.
Now that's a bargain.
You don't have to earn it. Mm-hmm. If you've made mistakes in your life, if you're an awful person, you don't have to earn the right to access your essence.
Okay.
It's never about gender, social standing, ethnicity.
Okay.
And you have complete access no matter what. You know, if you're thrown in a Turkish prison, you still have access to all these
things,
all these
that we just talked about. Yes.
Talents.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Okay.
It's always completely democratic, and no other person, government, or culture can keep you from doing this for yourself.
I love that. Everyone, I just love it. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The essence is natural to human beings and it's real.
Okay.
Your essence is practical and useful for everyday life. The essence has powerful, unique abilities and talents that are naturally a part of every single person.
Okay.
And the essence is completely democratic. Mm. No prerequisites, and free for unlimited use by everyone.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about why we don't use these abilities and then how we can. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about essence. And in this segment, we're going to talk about why we don't use these abilities of our essence, and then how we can use them. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, I just want everyone to know, I wasn't born yesterday. I know, a little disappointing. But all of the things we talked about in the first segment that come from the essence, all that list that Jason was giving, I see that it is not present in most everybody I connect with today. How come, Jason?
We talked about our amazing discovery where 80% of our essence is blocked by negative energy. And that blockage negates the ability of the essence to function. Mm-hmm. Even those who have achieved greatness have still had that 80%. That means that they've achieved greatness not by using their essence and true what we would call evolution, but by programming. And programming is not sustainable. So if you look to someone who's famous and say, well, I want to emulate him and do it the way he did it or she did it, it may not take you to the right place because your essence has a success plan for you that's unique for you. And when you access energies via intuition, the ecosystem approach helps you develop intuition and remove those negative energies. This is about, this is the most important point. Your essence is an energy. These traumas, this negative programming, this negative energy are energies. And these negative things that are in your essence are energies. And we can clear those energies with the ecosystem approach.
Okay, so all you have to do is remove the negative energy or trauma. Is it that simple, Jason?
Unfortunately, no. We do remove the negative energy and trauma, mm-hmm. but then you have to relearn at the level of your essence so it's restored to its authentic state. Now, some of that in the beginning is fairly simple, but as you go deeper and deeper and get more and more of that negative energy, it takes time to recover that natural ability or essence knowing behaviors so it can come through.
Well, okay. I want everyone to, we talk about our ecosystem, meaning our own personal ecosystem. If we think of it as being like a lake, a beautiful lake, well, because of the 80% of trauma, drama, chaos, and programming that we have endured lifetime after lifetime, I want you to now take a look at that lake and realize that that lake is 80% of it is filled with garbage, trauma. I mean, just toxic stuff. So when we start to remove by using the ecosystem approach, when we start to remove that trauma and that drama and all of those things, even negative memories, what happens is that if you were a fish in that lake, there would be new space. And in that new space, the fish would go, well, wait a minute, that new space wasn't there. So am I supposed to trust this? Am I supposed to be able to, you know, what do I do with this new space? If I go in there, is it going to come back and, for lack of a better way to say it, bite me or kill me?
You know, a good example, we're still refining our metaphors.
But it's a good one.
Well, you know, it's one that would probably people can relate to is if there's an oil spill.
Oh, it's
on
a good
body,
one.
A body,
yes,
of lake.
Of
you
course.
Clean, you clean up the oil,
yeah.
But it takes years for that ecosystem to restore itself.
Yeah, to recover.
Recover,
yes.
Because yes. Plant life was killed, animal yeah. life was killed, and it takes a while for those things to regenerate.
Right.
It's not quite the same with essence, but what happens is you're relearning, and we'll give you an example in just a minute.
Well, okay. So with that said, Jason, how are we programmed that affects that 80%?
There are basically two ways.
Okay.
First, from our parents growing up, we absorb these negative negative messages about who we are, our value, and what
right.
we should, how we should focus our energies, about accomplishment, and who we are based on gender, ethnicity, social status, family name.
Sure.
You know, imagine, and some of these things aren't said directly. If your parent, whenever you do something, always judges it, criticizes it, says, oh, you could have done better there. You could have done better there. You know, why'd
right.
you do that? You know, even without saying it, you're going to say, well, oh my gosh, I can't do anything right.
Right.
And that's a programming that you carry with you for a long time.
Yes.
But the second way of programming is the way we do it, especially in the contemporary world, where we use the form of force, trickery, and seduction to get yourself to do things. We use words like discipline or focus. Most self-help and traditional therapies are really workarounds for the trauma and negative energy in your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of healing that stuff, that negative programming, we just work around it.
Mm.
So what happens is that we can do it. Maybe we do a strategy technique and that works for a little while, but then something else over there goes wrong, or we do it for a while, but then we can't sustain it. That's because it's not coming from that authentic part of ourselves. It's so much easier just to remove the negative energy.
Well, okay. So what do you mean by removing the negative energy or the traumas, Jason? I want people to understand this. You know, how does it work?
Okay. So basically, as you sense these feelings or these traumas, you clear them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds really simple, but
okay.
It gets more complicated.
Well, give me an example.
We like to use TV examples, and one of
because
the
things, everyone has access to
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly. Okay. One of the TV shows that we've been watching. You know, we watch TV at night with my mom, and she hasn't seen a lot of these contemporary shows. So we've been going from the very beginning to the you know, there's a lot of seasons of Grey's Anatomy,
right?
And Meredith Grey is the primary character in Grey's Anatomy, and she's a doctor. But she's got all sorts of traumas and dilemmas. Oh my gosh, there's always something going on in Grey's Anatomy, and it's usually around her. But for the most part, she doesn't really understand what her traumas are. You couldn't, if you sat her down, she's a very bright person. She's an exceptional doctor. She probably wouldn't be able to articulate.
Oh, and by the way, her character uses her intuition often to heal someone.
Yes, but if you ask her what her traumas are, she wouldn't really be able to articulate that.
Okay.
So what you do is you take it where she is. For example, currently she's a single mother and with three kids, and she's trying to figure out whether she should go out with this guy, with this other doctor. Well, you know, I would clear the indecision, clear the veils and illusions so she can see what's in her best interest. You know, that's something that's very, very benign. You know, I remember she was there just before her husband died in a car accident, and they made a mistake in terms of his treatment. That was pretty traumatic, and she was numb, and she took care of business, and she did everything. She did all the functional things, but what she could have cleared was how she felt, like empty, numb.
Yeah.
You know,
she
wasn't able to articulate her feelings in the moment, and she was just going through the motions. Well, clear the numbness, clear the mm-hmm. clear going through the motions, clear you know, all the things that come up. It's really pretty easy to clear traumas. You know, obviously in the ecosystem approach, we teach you how to do that. But it's pretty straightforward. And most people, because we're programmed, and when programming, we're taught to ignore our emotions and just do it.
Right.
And that's part of the problem.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
the takeaway is
okay.
that the best thing we can do is always work with the energy of a situation versus using strategies and techniques. You know, I have to take care of business. I have to keep a strong demeanor for my kids. I have to blah, 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 blah. You know, clear the energy as opposed to just doing strategies and techniques.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We don't use our essence because it's already toxic with 80% negative energy.
That's huge.
Negative energy removal from our essence also requires that we relearn whatever was covered up.
And we can relearn, by the way.
Yes. Remove traumas in the essence by clearing what's in your way in the moment. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go all the way to the root trauma. Just start with superficial things. And last, get in the habit of working with the energy of a situation versus strategies and techniques. Instead of taking action, say, what's the energy in this particular situation and clear that first.
And by the way, if you don't know what the energy is in the situation, clear confusion.
Numbness.
Numbness, yes, exactly. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you should work on your essence. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about why you should work on your essence. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, we usually give a lot of information to for someone to take in. And, you know, and our information, I admit, is very different from what is commonly accepted. Why should I, speaking as if I'm part of the audience, why should I take the risk or what I see as a risk and work on my essence? Jason?
You know, most of us gravitate to the same old practices and approaches that don't work. And then we have, and if they do work, we have other challenges in other areas. So in other words, if you take a problem by problem, it's like playing whack-a-mole. When my daughter was in 7 years old, I remember this, we went to Chuck E. Cheese and her favorite game was whack-a-mole, where you hit one of the moles that come up, and then as soon as you hit it and it pops down, another one pops up over someplace else. And the truth is that's our life. That's our life because of programming. Because we take one problem at a time, we don't get to the true traumas in our essence, because we're dealing with a problem over here, but the energy doesn't go away. So then that energy expresses itself somewhere else, and it pops up over there, and we don't even see that it's related. For example, we can talk about, you know, Meredith Grey in the last segment.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that one of her traumas was being abandoned, you know, first by her mother, first by her father, then her mother, you know, then her husband, and
her sister.
And her sister. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever someone came into her life, then they would leave. Well, that fear of abandonment, you could see was being replayed when she didn't want to start dating again when she was a single parent. But it's also that fear comes out in her work life too, in terms of trauma, in terms of how she deals with the people at her workplace. It covers, it probably affects, and we didn't see this on the show, but I'm just kind of making it up because I can, but it would affect her money, how she deals with her money. Maybe she, you know, she saves too much. She lived in her mother's house, so she wasn't spending a lot of money on new houses and big stuff like
and
that.
And rent and all that sort of thing. But I want to point out something here. I would say that Meredith Grey, the character of Meredith Grey, needs to work on relationships, because if she keeps creating the same trauma from every major relationship she's ever had, I would say she's got an energy that really needs to be cleared and worked on.
Well, and our point in this is that if this energy, this trauma in your essence is the root,
yes,
and it can express itself in money, it can express itself in your career,
in relationships,
in your health,
yes,
and your relationships.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to take each one of those problems one at a time, it's like playing whack-a-mole, where one comes up over here and it comes up over there.
Well, okay. And then, but I also want to say, if we were just one dimension as humans, then okay, programming machine-like, that would work. But the truth is, we're not.
We're an ecosystem. We say
exactly.
That every single time.
Yes, we do.
And it's so different than you're commonly taught.
Okay.
You know, in programming, in a machine-like approach to the world,
mm-hmm.
We take that programming approach to self-help,
mm-hmm.
self-improvement, therapies, personal development, difficulties with physical healing.
Mm-hmm.
All those things in reality are workarounds,
right,
that should be fixed with the essence.
Yes.
So we're spending huge amounts of time focusing all over the place as opposed to one central place.
Well, okay. And not to mention, people are spending huge amounts of money to try and find the meaning of life. When
yes.
when it's
cost, right there.
It's right there. It's and right it's, within us all.
And it's free.
And it's free. I love it.
You know, we say this. This is the last self-improvement approach you'll ever need.
Right.
Because your essence, clearing away the negative energy in your essence, is something that everybody can do. There's no cost to it. You don't need any special equipment. And you can do it.
Well, and what about the time people spend?
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This is huge, people, you know. Unbelievable.
If you start thinking about all the time you spent for self-help, self-improvement.
Walking across hot coals,
you know, just going to school, just going to, and I'm not suggesting you shouldn't go to school, but all the problems that you've had in your life, just divorces, health issues.
Yes, exactly.
All those, they're at the root or at your essence.
Exactly.
So you could save a lot of time over a lifetime by not chasing solutions that don't work. And here's the big one, and we haven't said enough about this. By going to work at the level of your essence, you could prevent many of the problems and challenges that you could have in the future.
Okay, so explain that one, Jason. That's really big.
If these traumas are expressions of if the things in your life are expressions of the trauma that's in your essence.
The energies that are in your essence.
If you're in your 20s and you're starting to remove those traumas,
wow.
You won't have them come out in your 60s.
Right. Right.
We live in this community where there's a lot of older people, and OMG, people start to break down as they get older.
Yes.
Because their traumas catch up with them.
Well,
and they don't have the physical energy to spend all this time and effort, you know, taking one problem at a time.
Well, okay. You know, the bottom line is you, listener, you could start to change the world. You could change the world by starting with yourself.
The thing you've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
The answer is right there inside of you.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
All those talents and abilities that you kind of thought you had, but you don't really know,
yeah.
They're there, and they're there underneath that 80%.
Okay. So I want to back up to something for just a moment. I want to talk about the amount of time that we all spend or have spent doing strategies, techniques, diets, you know, programming, so to speak. You know, my question is...
Quick fixes, formulas.
Exactly.
Yes, formulas.
Okay.
Just do this and you get this.
I'm a soccer mom, and the soccer mom has 3 kids, and she's got a game for each one of them. And but she also has a house, 2 dogs, a cat, and a job, and the shopping, and the you know, all of these things. And the soccer mom is sitting out there saying right now, because she, by the way, she's going from one place to the other, you know, trying to take care of things in her life. And she's listening to the show, and she goes, how can I do one more thing? You're telling me I have to do one more thing.
And see, we're not saying that at all.
Okay.
We're saying use this for what you're trying to do right now.
For every single day.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be an either or.
Mm-hmm.
If you add this, so if you're doing 10 soccer games a week, as you're going to those soccer games, as you're watching those soccer games, clear the overwhelm of going to all those freaking soccer games. you know.
Or also while you're doing the laundry to make sure that everybody has a clean jerseys and so forth. Clear. You would be amazed what happens.
Well, a lot of things could happen. For example, you could find out that part of that, all those soccer games you're going to, comes from your own neediness to be loved.
Well,
and the truth is that you're not getting more love because you're going to soccer games.
Well, I want to make a point here. Okay, I actually use the soccer mom thing because it was one of my clients. And so what happened, we started clearing. We were in the moment. She was just totally overwhelmed. And we started clearing for it, for all the chaos and the frenzy and the, you know, go, 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 and no time for her. And within approximately about a week's period of time, she had done a bunch of clearing around it. And whenever she thought about it, and she sat her family down and she said, okay, something's got to give here because I cannot do anymore. And 2 of those 3 children said, thank God, I can't take on another sport. And not that sports are bad, geez, not at all. But they were so overwhelmed themselves, they weren't getting everything done they needed to do for them. And they were kids.
Working with the energy clarifies things.
There you go.
And creates solutions that you may never have thought of.
Yes.
And with strategies and techniques, it doesn't say, well, should you do it?
No, it just says,
do it.
It just says, do it. You know, so I just want everyone to understand, we can, if you focus on what's happening right now and clear that, you know, look at what's going on right now. Frenzy, overwhelm, you know, all of it. you will be so surprised.
It's super efficient, effective, and transferable to everything.
It is amazing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Working with essence seems strange and goes against programming we've received.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to believe in essence or energy for this approach to work.
Right. We didn't really cover that one, but that's right.
You know, start to work on your essence by clearing the negative energy that's in your way right now.
Okay.
And healing the essence or clearing at the level of essence is super efficient, effective, and is transferable to anything and everything.
Love it. So, Jason, how do we work with energy?
Very simply, you know, you can just go start where you are, use your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. As we say, gather up veils and illusions, for example. Gather up all those veils and illusions in your body, blow them into a trash can or make it an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Exhale, blow it out, and it's that simple. Then go on to the next motion.
I love it. So, and then what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy we have access to, actually anywhere. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our torso, including our arms and all the way to the tips of our toes. I like to stop it right there. I want to turn it around. I'm going to exhale out, and I'm going to exhale out any negative energies that are still hanging around, because we know there's so much negative energy around us all the time. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you get started clearing your essence for a better life right now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to start right now to help you, our audience, start clearing your essence right now so you can have a better life, so you can have a better life and feel better about you and your life today. Jason?
Here we go. Just follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see some energies that are blocking me and start right there. Take a breath, gather up all those veils and illusions, blow them into an imaginary trash can or an actual trash can. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the essence applies to everything in my life, that my essence affects everything and that negative energy attached affects everything in my life. Gather that all up, those veils and illusions, blow them into that trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can begin to see the blocking energies and clear them first. Take a breath. I want to give an example. If you're running around like crazy, I'm going to use the soccer mom. If you're running around like crazy and, you know, you're just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get everything done and still have some clean underwear? I have to tell you, if you start clearing the confusion, the chaos,
the frenzy. Let's do that. Let's do it right now.
I agree.
Okay.
So, and to eliminate I just went blank. The
frenzy. The anxiety, the overwhelm of having too much to do on my to-do list.
And the confusion about where to start. Take a breath right now. Now, I have to say, the next time you're feeling confused and frenzied and all of those things, use our website and go look this up so you can clear it. If you don't remember, Jason's going to help you with that in just a few minutes. But it works. We have people that use it all the time. So let's continue. And to eliminate the shame and the guilt and the unworthiness that affects everything in my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, bitterness, and resentment that I have about anything that's probably part of the 80%. Take a breath. We see that those emotions almost everybody has, whether they're aware of them or not.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's always part of the 80%.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, it might be because of a different trauma for each person. Doesn't matter. When you clear shame and guilt and bitterness and resentment, I mean, unworthiness, oh, there you go. Everyone, just take a breath, nice and easy. I don't need this energy. I release and let go of it now. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my fears and worries and victim energy that keeps me from connecting with my essence,
right,
for most of my power, my creativity, and just me, just who I am authentically. Take a breath.
You know, I want to clear this one again because I don't think we got the full effect of it. And to eliminate the anger and bitterness and resentment and resistance I have about anything that is connected to that 80% of negative energy that I carry around. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fears, worries, and anxieties I have about anything in my life. We all have lots of all of those.
We
take
sure
a breath.
Do. And to eliminate the stress and anxiety about my daily life that is negative energy and is toxic too. Take a breath.
Mm. and to eliminate any obsessiveness. Yes, obsessiveness is negative energy. Compulsions, fears, anxieties that I have that are part of my life. Mm-hmm. Gather all those up, blow them into that trash can.
You know, when I first started doing the ecosystem approach, I had no idea how much I was affected by the negative energies of anger and fear and obsessiveness and compulsions and trainings. So, and to eliminate all of those blocks that are keeping me from seeing all of that and then clearing it. Take a breath. Jason, I'm ready to activate life force. How about you?
Let's do it.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for me in anything and everything that I do every single day. Take a nice breath. Easy. Let that come in through the top of your head. Breathe in. Down your torso, all the way to the tips of your toes. Any negative energies, blow it out. Put it in the garbage can. And activate life force so I can respect my essence as the source for my power in my life. Take a breath. Easy. Top of your head. Tips of your toes. Turn it around. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust working on my trauma in my essence is the best thing for everything in my life. Mm. Take a breath.
Through the top of your head and all the way down to the tips of your toes. Blow it out. And activate life force so I know that working at the level of my essence is the most effective and efficient thing I can do for me and my life. Take a breath. Pull it in through the top of your head. Tips of your toes, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can activate happiness, hope, clarity, awareness, objectivity, creativity, fun, laughter, great health, and the ability to see who I am and actually enjoy it. Nice and easy. Activate life force, pull it in through the top of your head. Tips of your toes, turn it around, blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, I confess, I made up my mind earlier this morning about this one is part two for Essence, mm-hmm. because I realized that I want to talk about what your life would look like if you were working from your essence as opposed to using programming. And I also wanted to talk about, and just a little bit about this, this is kind of more philosophical, but what the whole world would look like if there was a critical mass of people that were operating from their essence instead of using programming. You very, very interesting, I think.
And Jason, everyone, tune in for this show because I have to tell you, you will be amazed at the perspective and what it could do for you and your life and you and your parents, your children, even the dog, believe it or not. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want to work from your essence and have a better life, and what you have to start doing is working with the energy, and you do that by clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. So if you, the best way to do that is sign up for our newsletter. Go do it right now.
Yeah.
If you go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab, all we ask for is your name and email address. It's free. Every week we give you clearings and the backstory to our story about usually stuff about us, about and things that you can clear that are based on the topic of the week. Yeah, this is the way to get started. It's completely free. It's easy to do. I suggest you do that now.
Okay. And if you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. Jason loves those likes. And we're at livinglighter.org. And if you like us, then you can always preview for the next show on our Facebook page every single week.
Yes, we do that every week. And so go ahead and like us on Facebook.
Okay. And we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing to you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.